Good afternoon, folks. Good afternoon. This is the pre-Thanksgiving edition of Campbell's Soup Kitchen. How's everybody doing today? I'm Marcus Campbell. I'm your chef, your orator, your author, your all-around source for all the crazy, I guess, how should we put it? I guess different aspects of life. And we're going back to the recipe of life kind of concept here. So, pardon me, so sorry. Let's just go ahead and just chit chat a little bit today. So, we're going to talk about the holidays and how the holidays make people feel. A little Michael Jackson, the way you're making me feel. All that bull. Let's talk about this. So, the holidays, starting from about the end of September through New Year's Eve, actually maybe even through Valentine's Day, is really kind of rough for a lot of people. A lot of people go through a lot of different emotions during these times. It's the officially what they call cuffing season, if you will. And for those of you who don't know what cuffing season is when you realize that you really, it's cuddling and the hand holding and the affection and everything that you look for around the holiday time, when it gets cooler out, when you don't want to be cold by yourself, when you want to be able to enjoy someone's company, when you want to have a nice cup of coffee, and do activities, go through pumpkin patches and pick apples at the orchard and all that kind of stuff. So there are a couple of little other things that go along with cuffing season, to signify the change of the time, the change of the season. For one, all the swimsuits and sandals and everything else go away. So women stop wearing sundresses because sundress season is, is one of is well, sundress season is my favorite season because I like seeing everybody be comfortable. And or I like seeing all the ladies out there being comfortable. And gentlemen get to wear their board shorts and their polos. Me, I wear board shorts and basketball shorts year round because I live in Arizona, which a lot of my listeners do. And so I like to say that this is one of those easy to come by kind of situations, if you will. So, in the summer, we go into cuffing season, and that's pumpkin spice latte seasons when the women start bringing out their ankle boots and their knee-high boots. Pardon me, a big yawn there. I've been up since 3 in the morning at work. They're bringing out all of their leather boots and their fur-lined boots and everything else. And then we also have a couple of other little things that are, well, I mean, so they bring out the stuff, and they bring out the sweaters, and they bring out the fuzzy leggings, and then we have the gentlemen. What do the gentlemen do? They bring out all of their, well, the women like it because when, during this season, that's when we start lounging, and our loungewear is, generally sneakers and gray sweatpants and everything else. So, the women are, they're like, hey. They'll hey boo us all the time. So that's one of those things that I look forward to cuffing season. I usually am, I like to be in a relationship. I like being in relationships. I like how relationships roll when things are going right. And sometimes things don't always go as well as we plan for them to go, which is fine. So let's talk a little bit about the rules of engagement for cuffing season. How to approach things, how to treat things a little bit, plus and minus. We're gonna start with just meeting people. Okay, so give me a second. I'm gonna stop right here. I'm gonna take a breather. I'm gonna grab a drink, and we're gonna go ahead and get into how to introduce yourself to people. All right, so we're gonna talk a little bit about how to introduce yourself to people. Like, I know we have a Like everybody knows how to break the ice. Everyone knows how to have and hold a conversation, and those conversations are easy. It's easy to start a conversation with anybody. I am a people person. I like to meet new people all the time. So, usually it's I'll meet someone while they're working, like, hey, how you doing? Tell me what's the special, like, tell me what's your favorite. What makes this so good? Why is this the chef special? Why is this the house blend of the day? Why is this the draft of the day? Those kinds of things. But I also like to meet people out and about. Generally, when I do meet people out, when I meet brand new people, it's usually through other sources, through other people. People will see me with my camera, they'll see me with my chef bag. I look for interesting people who draw me to them, or I'll listen in on, how, like, listening on conversations. Just the other day, I was grabbing sandwiches at Capriati's in Scottsdale, and the gentleman who comes in behind me notices that the clerk is wearing a Smashing Pumpkins t-shirt, and he's like, "Billy Corgan's the man, man. Billy Corgan's the man." I'm like, "You look like a gamer. Have you ever played Guitar Hero 2? Or was it 3? One of the two of those. Billy Corgan's a guest character in the game. You can actually get him as a player for the game." He's like, "Oh, no shit? Really?" Pardon my language, but he's like, "Really?" Oh, like, yeah. He's like, "I've never played those games before, but I'm gonna look that up." So he proceeds to look it up, and we have a nice interaction going back and forth. He's buying a sandwich for him and for his homeless friend. I'm picking up sandwiches for myself and my partner in crime and her mama. So, so we have these interactions, and these interactions are everything. These interactions can make or break life, if you will. And he was really digging the conversation. Again, really nice, intriguing character. I always draw in these interesting characters, these people who are fully immersed in themselves, and the artists and musicians and models, and that's the kind of people I drag in, I pull into my life. That's the people who stay in my orbit, if you will. So when it comes to meeting members of the opposite sex, you gotta think about, like, you gotta start off with that friendship. You have to start off with a beautiful friendship. And a beautiful friendship starts off from hello. A beautiful friendship starts off from, what is it like meeting amongst mutual people, mutuals. So, case in point, one of the agencies I work with, I took a chance on messaging one of the models. Pardon me. Took a chance on messaging one of the models and said, "Hey, I'd like to do a shoot with you." Did the shoot with her. Posted the photos, tagged the agency, tagged her. She tells the agency, the agent, the owner of the company, "Hey, he's a really good guy. He's really smart. Fantastic personality. I got nothing but good vibes from him." So the agent turns around and says, "Hey, let's set up a coffee meet. I want to meet you. I want to understand who you really are and get a good feel for you." And we sat down for coffee. Now that makes it right there automatically instant, instant. Like, that's an instant, how do you know somebody? And for me, the biggest thing is how you get to know somebody. You ask them how they like their coffee, how they take their tea. And every conversation I've ever had is, "Hey, let's meet up for coffee. Let's go have a cup of coffee. Let's go have a tea. Let's really kind of hash this out and figure this out because I really want to work with you." And I meet people in public. I meet them at Starbucks. I meet them at Dutch Brothers. I meet them at Black Rifle. I meet them at whatever local coffee joint. We have a place in Tempe called Snakes and Lattes. Or Yeah, Snakes and Lattes. And it's a great little coffee shop and board game place. But, I find out a lot about a person based on how they take their caffeine, how they do their caffeine intake, if you will, how they take their coffee, their tea, their, do they prefer soda? Do they drink juice? Do they only drink water? Me personally, I can do all the above. And I'm pretty good at doing all of the above. I love green tea. In fact, when I go to Starbucks or Dutch Brothers, I normally get like a green tea lemonade, style Arnold Palmer or With Dutch Brothers, for those of you from Arizona or from Oregon, it's usually a astronaut or a vampire killer or vampire slayer, or the OG astronaut tea or tea or rebel. So those are my coffee go-tos, or my tea go-tos. I like a hot chai as well. Hot chai is amazing. If it's not one of those two, do I drink coffee? I do drink coffee. I drink coffee when it's like dessert. It has to be sweet. It has to have cream in it. As you know, what was it from In the Heights, Cafe Con Leche, it has to have milk in it. Which I actually have made the coffee with the little bit of condensed milk. Oof. Oof. Lord. It's amazing. But lo and behold, like that's what, like that's those are those little things that make or break the intro to a cupping season. Like pumpkin spice latte comes up, you see these women lined up around Starbucks for weeks. Like, ooh, the pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin spice latte. And you're like, they're nasty. It's pumpkin pie in a cup, right? And it only lasts until October. And then at the end of October, you get the salted brulee frappuccino, which has no coffee in it. And honestly, like all it is like a salted caramel with toasted sugar on it, or toasted marshmallow on top, because they don't understand what a brulee is. But needless to say, it's a good flavor. It's what they like. So you treat them to those things. My partner Kim, she likes green tea. So I get her, so like yesterday, I got her a green tea with the, extra sweet. And she's like, oh, that's exactly what I needed. That was perfect. I love it. And, so that's her thing. My good friend, who's also another podcaster on here, she likes chai lattes. I think she likes them iced. She gets an iced chai latte. So I bought her a chai for her birthday. So those kinds of things are the beginning of what cupping season is. It's like, how do you treat your partner right? Do they like the hot cider? I know a lot of people who like the spiced cider for the holidays. Sorry, I had to take a sip there. I know a lot of people who like spiced cider for the holidays. I like hot white chocolate. It's tasty, it's different, it's, but all hot chocolate is delicious too. So I like hot chocolate. I don't like, I'd rather have a hot chocolate than a coffee, personally. But that's me. So that's another one of those things that we gotta look at. It's like, oh, do you want a hot chocolate? Do you want a coffee? Like, right, some women will look at men and say, oh, you're not mature, you don't drink coffee. It's like, no, it's not that I don't drink coffee, it's that I'd actually like to sleep tonight at some point. So I will avoid the coffee and I'll have hot chocolate instead, so we can have that warm drink while we sit by the fire pit, while we look at the stars, while we, think about whether or not, we're gonna go and cuddle later. Like, are we gonna cuddle tonight or are we gonna cuddle tomorrow? So that's what that boils down to. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm a cuddler. I like cuddle. I like being able to, sit in my warm sweatshirt and look at the fire pit and, just think about all those great things, all the fantastic things we have planned for the rest of the holidays. I really am looking forward to some of the things I have planned for the holidays this year. One of those being that I'm going to be going up north to play in the snow with one. I have a friend who wants to go and take pictures up there. So we're grabbing a bunch of our friends. We're going to carpool, or we're going to caravan up there. So 4 hours in the car to go up north to play in some snow. And play in the pines and everything else for, just for the holidays, so we can be ready for the, so we can get some nice holiday pictures. And I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic when, you know, how they're going to look and how they're going to come out. Now, we also have, you know, I also want to go and, you know, look at all the big trees and the little light setups that people have set up for the holidays and all the downtown centers. Anthem actually has one of the largest trees in Arizona, and they had it shipped down from Oregon. So they cut this tree down in Oregon and shipped it down here. It took like a week for it to get here, I believe. And they took it on the highway, and I had to, you know, show someone the video. I'm like, hey, they brought this tree down on the highway, like, so people get to sit and enjoy this and everything else. Wow, okay, I dig it. You know, so it's one of those diggable situations. We also have, now I'm not too fond of ice skating. I've never been ice skating, so I don't know if I'm gonna do the whole ice skating thing. But like I said, there's a lot that I'm planning for the holidays. Anyway, folks, I'm gonna hop off here. I'm gonna make this a short one today. I will be back tomorrow to talk about Thanksgiving. We're gonna talk about all the trimmings and talk a little bit more about the cuffing season stuff. But so yeah, so this will be cuffing season part one. We'll continue with this series a little bit further down the road, all right? I want everyone to be safe. Have a wonderful evening. Peace.